It's been far from smooth sailing for Condor Ferries in recent weeks. Yesterday, the company announced that sailings between the Channel Islands and Poole on the Liberation were to be cancelled because of technical problems. Affected passengers were transferred onto last night's Clipper, which arrived in Portsmouth at 7:15 this morning. Upon trying to disembark, a problem with the Clipper's ramp prevented passengers and crew from leaving. Sailings for the rest of the day have been cancelled and engineers are working to release those on board. As passengers and crew face the prospect of spending over 24 hours on board the Clipper, it's certainly far from what they'd consider good times. Alex Watson, Pure FM News. This week on the Pure FM Hometime Show, you could win tickets to see Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight.
Okay, everybody!
Tune in from 5 for your chance to win with View Cinemas Portsmouth. It's been an important part of the festive season for over 40 years. Since the Channel Islands Christmas Lottery started back in 1975, millions of pounds have been donated to local good causes. It's a joint venture between the states of Jersey and the states of Guernsey, which remains as popular as ever this year, as Deputy Murray Norton, the Assistant Minister for Economic Development, explains.
The Channel Islands Lottery, per head of population, is now the most successful lottery in Europe. And I think that's something that we should be mighty proud of.
The 2016 draw takes place tonight. But is it as popular as Deputy Norton says? We went into St Helier to find out how many tickets you've been buying.
Oh, I bought a few on and off, and this is my last now, just a couple now, because I've got about 10, I suppose, at home. Be a devil and have another cup.
Probably about only about 5 so far. Yeah. Probably going to wait until a couple of days before Christmas and buy a few more.
As well as being an early present for a few lucky islanders, Christmas will also come early for the Association of Jersey Charities, who share the proceeds of the lottery with their counterparts in Guernsey. Lynn Wilton from the group says the money goes to help lots of projects across the islands.
All our members can come to us for a grant of up to £30,000 annually.
This year, the holder of the winning ticket will take home more than £1 million. And there are some smaller prizes up for grabs too. But what would you spend that money on if you won one of the prizes? Good afternoon. Welcome to the ITV News Update on Channel. The trial of two men accused of killing Jersey backpacker David Miller has heard dramatic new evidence. The Thai court heard that the DNA found on the weapon allegedly used in the murder does not match those of either of the defendants accused of killing him and a fellow traveller. 24-year-old Jerseyman David Miller and 23-year-old Hannah Witheridge from Norfolk were found dead on the island of Ketau last September. Burmese migrant Zor Lin and Winzor Toon are on trial for the killings. They deny the charges. Guernsey police say they're still holding out hope of securing more money to give back to the Treasury, who were conned out of £2.6 million. Two men have been jailed by a court in London this week for their role in the fraud. Only a small fraction of the money has ever been recovered, but officers in the island say investigations are continuing. Next, this lunchtime, frustrating and embarrassing. That's how one doctor has described the low number of Channel Islanders on the organ donor register. Just 11% of Islanders are signed up to donate their organs, a figure which has barely changed despite the 2 years of recent campaigning that's taken place. That's compared to more than 30% in the UK. This view comes as National Transplant Week comes to an end today. Levels of unemployment in Jersey have decreased. 90 fewer people were out of work last month compared to July's figures. There are currently 1,400 people jobless in total. OK, let's find out what's happening with the weather now. Here's Sophie with the latest forecast. And finally, all this week we've been hearing from inspirational Channel Islanders in search for a Pride of Britain winner. Well, tonight we'll find out who will be given the award. The accolade celebrates the achievements of remarkable people who work to make our world a better place. That's it from me this lunchtime. Rob and Jess will be back at 6 o'clock with the latest news from around the islands. Until then, you can keep up with the latest on our website. That's itv.com/channel. Have a very good afternoon. Goodbye.